welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 19th, 2025. Every so often, it is fun to get emails and questions from people who genuinely listen to what I'm offering. And when I find a person like that, which is this gentleman named Albert, he lives in Colorado. He has been a follower of Aspire for quite a long time, he says. I don't know. I've never heard from him before, but nonetheless, I'm sure he is a follower. And he wanted to know about the Tao. And he hears me talking about it and is very, shall we say, curious about it, but doesn't truly understand it. And he asks, what should a person do to understand and live in the manner of the way as you talk about it with the Tao? Albert. Albert, this is a very important question. The issue with the Tao is that it is a teaching that is very potent, but only if you have come to a place where you have some sense of resolve in the demeanor of your life. You want the demeanor of your life to reflect your heart. You want to move into harmony with life itself. Not the living, not the human livingness of us, but life itself. And if that is the case with you, then to understand the Tao is to not understand it through Albert or Gregory here. It is something that is obvious, and it is inexplicable. It is not something that the mind or the body can truly understand. It is something that is relegated to the state of the gap between one thought and another. When one thought and another between the two exists within you, when you can recognize that there is something beyond your thoughts and that your and my thoughts destroy the manner of the way, ruin everything, put us in an awkward position with life, only then do we discover the meaning and the significance of the Tao. Now, this is a hard thing to describe to most people. And when it is described, like I am trying to right now, it is often missed. The Tao that can be spoken, said Lhotse, is not the true Tao. The Tao that can be thought is not the true Tao. There is a manner of the way inside of us that we do not understand. We live harshly and we live abruptly. We live in severity, the severity of our emotions and our minds that dictate to us the rationale of how to live as the unrequited love of life. We miss the meaning and the significance of our own existence. And the reason we do is because we live via the body. When you are no longer interested in the body as a means for gathering information and gathering philosophy, a manner and way in which to live, when you are no longer interested in that, as you are right now, but choose to see things in the light of something more profound, something so deeply profound that it goes beyond the confines and the beliefs of right and wrong, good and bad, when you are interested in the manner of the way, you adjust your life to harmonize with the way illogically. A lot of it has to do with being comfortable, with being illogical. And most people I have found in my life just simply cannot do that. They are not interested in anything that is illogical. They don't let life take its course. We're not patient. So the first thing I would say to you, Albert, is you must be of the ilk to do something beyond the confines of wanting something to happen that you think you want to have happen. In other words, you have to give up how you see your life and its survival. You would have to give that up. You'd have to realize, oh, this life is not about me surviving. The Tao is not about helping me survive. The Tao is about life itself, the meaning of life, the significance of it as harmony. You are a part of something much bigger than yourself. And the Tao is what we all belong to when we awaken, when our inner eyes open and our inner ears are allowed to listen. When this happens, at first we are confounded. But as we go on in our life, beyond the accoutrement of our desires, our ambitions, our pride, we start to realize that the human experience is not the only experience we can have. That there is something beyond the human aspirations of wanting more and thinking that what we have to preserve our wealth or to preserve our life in the manner in which we are used to is the norm. We start to see how to live in the harmony of life. So if you read the Tao or you get the discourses I've done on the Tao, you will find them very penetrating. You will find them also beyond the logic and reasoning of your thoughts. You will have to spend a great deal of time with the Tao, those discourses. You will have to, because they are not the norm. They are not what people get involved with normally. It has no logic, no reasoning. There is no carrot dangling before you. If you do this, this will happen. What the Tao is merging with life itself and the beauty of it, not trying to get anything to happen as we do in the West. This will allow you a freedom you've never known before. The freedom to recognize a beautiful state of being. In this state of being, goodness begins to emerge. And you will see that being, shall we say, empty, more empty of desire, ambition, pride, vanity, as I mentioned before, being empty of those things, we can feel something and sense something and realize something that is beyond the confines of our pedestrian mentality, our idea of right over wrong and good over bad. You are something unique, Albert, but it's not in the Albert or in the Gregory here. It is not in those things at all. It is in the state of our true being. So you will have to change your demeanor. But you can't change that until you discover the Tao inside you, the love inside you, the love that lives within you. And you merge with it and you start to realize you are here to merge with this great energy, this great love, beyond the confines of what you believe in and what your mind can understand. Yes, to live in the Tao is to live beyond what you can understand intellectually and start to realize the depth, the clarity of compassion, forgiveness, mercy. This is the most important aspect of it all. And once that has been achieved, once you have dedicated your life to it, the rest doesn't matter. The foolishness, the absurdity of living in this world, you will understand more and more as to why. Albert, I wish I could help you more. If you need more, please contact me. I'd be happy to help you. Always happy. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. please forgive me, hey? Namaste.